So the Republicans just had a retreat in Williamsburg, their first real all-hands meeting since the election. Joining us to talk about it, Ginger Gibson, congressional reporter for Politico. Good afternoon, Ginger. How you doing?
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Some say that retreat had a, well, we might say a resigned, realistic tone. Would you agree with what you heard about it?
The Republican leadership in the House wanted to make sure that their members understood the way the world was going to work, pushing the idea that they don't control Washington and they can't control the president. And it was a sort of a reality check for them, you know, making sure that they know that as much as they may want something to happen, there's only so much that they can do.
And one of their realities that they have had to grapple with is their significant slide among women and among minority voters. They had a panel yesterday on successful communication with minorities and with women. I mean, where do they start? They're really in the hole on this one.
This is an area that when we look at the polling from November, we see that they did very badly, women, minorities, and the Republican Party is trying to reach out. They're trying to understand what are the issues to talk about, what are the things that women voters care about, and a little bit of what they shouldn't be saying. So, you know, the forcible rape comment that got them in so much trouble, not okay, probably not a good idea to talk about rape ever. And so they're looking at these issues to appeal to the voters that they lost in the last election.
They also moved on, of course, to the debt ceiling battle and money. And this is when Republican Representative Paul Ryan of Wisconsin apparently gave them quite a dose of political reality into the GOP rank and file. Sounds like a new day, at least in that quarter.
The Republicans came out of this conference with a plan to raise the debt ceiling, a short-term plan that would freeze congressional pay if the Senate doesn't pass a budget. This seems a little bit like a PR push. The 27th Amendment doesn't let congressional pay be cut during the middle of a session, so they probably can't do this, but both sides are saying this is a sign that they're going to have some type of resolution, that the House Republicans are going to come together and get something that keeps the country from going over the debt ceiling.
And before we let you go, it almost sounds as if Ryan is coming out, emerging as the go-to guy to bring the party together. What do you think?
In his background in the budget, his role as one of the faces of the party during the last election cycle position him in a place to really be a leader. And when he came back to Washington, he was quiet for a little while. This week, we saw him talk to reporters again, start to stake out positions that are important to his party, and take more of a public role. And I expect we'll see even more of that as he finds at what level he's comfortable being out in public, but not being as much as he was before.
Thanks so much, Ginger. Thanks for your insight.
Thank you.
Ginger Gibson, congressional reporter for Politico.